T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Always a good day when we get to expand our knowledge of the nation's capital.
Yes.
With our friend David Lightman, the D.C. correspondent for McGlatchy Newspapers. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Missed you.
We're good. Must be no pressure on you now, baseball-wise, because your team's already out of the race.
Well, we're watching all these great young players, and a heck of a game last night. Two young pitchers going at it, and you know, Orioles blew it in the end.
Well, but that's the fun of this time of the year when your team's not. You know, Red Sox fans will feel that in the next week or so.
Poor Red Sox. I mean, they just stuck in third place.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere.
A lot of people grieving for them in my household. None. All right. So, now, Ray brought up a good point earlier. We haven't heard from Alabama since they got destroyed by the hurricane. Have you heard anything?
Is that one?
No, I guess our communications are down.
Does McClatchy know? I mean, you've got to try somebody
down
there.
You've got information, tell us.
We got all these papers in Florida, the Carolinas, Georgia. They got...
you have Miami, don't you? Things. Don't you have the Miami Herald? Isn't that yours?
Yeah, that's also ours. Yeah, not a lot of room for Washington News this week in our shop.
Well, there's not much. Is there much going on, David?
No, it's incredibly quiet. I was at the Capitol all day yesterday. It's just like, I mean, it's a good day for reporters because you can run around and talk to staff and, you know, get ideas and all that stuff. But, boy, it's quiet, really quiet.
Really?
Well, when the president makes a gaffe like that, and look, it's just it happens daily, every other day, whatever.
Right.
But when it happens, who are the people in the White House who say to him, "Mr. President, you kind of messed that up."
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, I wish I knew. We've been trying to find that out for 2.5 years. And remember about a year ago, that op-ed in the New York Times that there's sort of a secret cabal at the White House.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's surfacing again now because it's been a year. And you wonder if, in fact, that's happening, that there are people who are saying, let him go out there with a Sharpie or whatever and talk about Alabama, but, you know, we'll make sure things run the way they're supposed to. You wonder if he does so much of the gaffes and the tweets and all that every day that somehow the policymakers just discount it. You know, they say, Trump.
Well, and you've got to say, you know, if you look at the next year, 2020, if you had Trump running against Biden, that'd be a flub fest.
Oh, my God. It already is. But, you know, I wouldn't discount the Trump reelection effort is just some makeshift thing. It's a pretty serious effort there.
Of course it is. They've raised a ton of money.
Yeah, and they're organized. They know where they want to go. They're putting the staff there. They have a strategy. It's so far from what I can see, it's your classic professional reelection effort.
How is that different than when he ran for president originally?
Well, you know, that's a good question. When he ran for president 3 years ago, he broke all the rules.
Right.
I mean, he didn't go out and raise money. He didn't have an organization. For years and years and years, people like me said, well, you can't win Iowa unless you have all these grassroots people and you're visiting people in their homes and all this business. Of course, he did none of that.
Yeah.
And look what happened. So this time, it's from what I can see so far, it's more your traditional reelection effort.
All right. So it's a machine.
Yeah. I can't use that in a story, but yeah.
But maybe the appearance will remain the same. In other words,
oh, yeah,
on the surface, it'll be, oh, it's the Donald Trump show.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to see him going to people's living rooms and talking. I remember, this will date me, but way back when Jimmy Carter was running for re-election, I remember going to something in Flint, Michigan, where he went to some community hall and sat there in the middle of a circle and 20 people talked about their wants and needs. You're not going to see that.
Yawn.
Well, you're never going to see that anywhere anymore.
Probably not. I don't know. It depends on the personality.
I know during Hillary's campaign, if you want to read a good book, I like it, Shattered. You read it. You know, she did have these kind of prearranged, handpicked kitchen table talks.
Mm-hmm. I remember those because we reporters were required to stay 50 feet away from anybody. It was ridiculous. And then, of course, you couldn't talk to these people. And if you did, as you say, they're all handpicked anyway.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what do you mean? In the house, you're supposed to stay 50 feet away?
Yeah, or in a community center or a union hall or whatever. I remember going to one of those things, I think Iowa, New Hampshire, somewhere, and same thing. They literally had a rope line where you had to stay a certain distance from the crowd.
I would tell them to pound sand. That's crazy.
Well, see what happened.
No, yeah. I think she was in a parade. Wasn't she somewhere up in New Hampshire or something, and they had a cordon around her, and it was rope to keep the reporters away from her? Oh, yeah. Take a look.
But
it's there.
The crazy thing there, we're going to talk to people anyway.
Right.
Ultimately, they have to leave.
Right, exactly.
Oh, great.
We're going to talk to them.
So now it's down to 10 on the Democratic side.
Well, 10 at the debate.
10 at the debate.
There's still, 20 running. Yeah.
Right, which is kind of surprising because
really?
We thought it would be down a lot further, and obviously it's not.
I think it will be by next month because you've got another debate in October, and if somebody doesn't qualify for that, that's two in a row. And number one, how do you tell donors you're a serious candidate and you need money to
right.
keep going?
Right.
And number two, how do you tell voters you're a serious candidate? There are some who will stick in there, but I think the pros, the de Blasios, the Bullocks, the Bennetts, let's see. They'll make that next debate. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and you know who else just pulled out this morning? I didn't even know he was still in. Was Howard Schultz of Starbucks.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about him, too. But I saw the story this morning and went, wait a minute. Oh, that guy's still running.
Well, I think you know what you're going to get. Speaking of Schultz, and you're already starting to see this, I wonder how many of these people are going to start toying with the idea of a third-party run. You're already seeing some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a story, and I don't know if you did it, but it's on your site, and I don't think there was much publicity about it. Maybe my head was in the sand, that the president took $11 million from a South Carolina military project to fund the border wall.
Yeah. We did that because, again, we had the papers in South Carolina, and that's supposed to be a state friendly to Trump. In fact, you know, he went down there and promoted the governor, and when he ran for re-election, Nikki Haley, the former governor, of course, was the U.N. ambassador. Didn't matter. He wanted that wall money. Boom. That was that.
Yikes.
And he got it.
That's why I say he carves out his own path. And I got to say, you know, the 40-45% of the people who support
stay with him,
you know, they like this. It's a guy who's breaking the rules, and he's not acting like Washington people act.
So once again, I mean, do you think, David, no matter who the Democratic nominee is, unless it's somebody so out of left field, no way they're going to win. I mean, it's going to be a referendum on Trump, it seems to me.
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, look, re-elections always are, but that's why, you know, there's a school of thought out there that unless the Democrats just completely go off the chart, that somehow people are going to mobilize behind that candidate because you and I could run, the theory goes, and people are going to vote for us because they just want Trump out. Whether that's enough to defeat him, I don't know. But, you know, all this talk that Warren and Sanders are too far left or Biden's gaffe-prone.
Nah.
One of them gets a nomination, they'll all come together.
Yeah, I would think that's you. I think you're correct. It's just, you know, it's going to be all for one and one for all. There won't be any, oh, we can't support that person.
No, because what's your alternative? I mean,
exactly.
Same thing on the Trump side.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you think, you know, Canada, the Democrats too far left, where are you going to go?
Well, I think there's always going to be Bill Weld. William Weld, I mean.
Yeah, or Mark Sanford.
Oh, there you go. That inspires the populace like nothing.
I think he's in Alabama. He's been missing.
That inspires the populace like nothing else.
All right, so.
All right, David, good stuff as always. We thank you for the time. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll check in with you soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Don't get too tired.
The great David Lightman.
Say 20. Well, yeah, I just love this guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.